right, welcome to No Quarters, hey, episode 18.
It's a motherfucking video game podcast.
It is.
Woohoo!
It's also
the motherfucking video game podcast.
Yes, the. We're actually celebrating 1 year of motherfucking video game podcasting.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Woo. Really?
Yeah, we made it that far.
God.
Happy goddamn birthday to us.
Woo. Exactly.
Video games.
Yeah, and it kind of works out. And right near the end of the year, we plan this.
Sure.
So that we can do are we going to call them goaties or foaties?
I like foaties.
Foaties.
Yeah, there's too many goaties.
Favorites of the year.
Yeah.
Foaties.
Right. Yeah, that sounds much more in keeping with our general theme of helicopters and 50 Cent.
There are no fitties this year.
Nope.
Well, there might be.
There might be.
Spoilers. Yeah. But yeah, we'll talk about that second half. First half, we'll talk about new stuff, because we still had new games to play, even after D-Day of October 26th.
And I even played old games.
And then had old game.
Who are we?
What?
I don't know who we are.
Fine. I'm Mackie.
Oh.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
I'm glad we got that out of the
right.
way.
And we may have a silent partner right here who may chime in at some point in time.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. If he's got some goaties to throw out. Some foaties. Right.
Some foaties.
Throw
some foaties. Shoot some craps.
But before we get there.
New stuff.
Should we talk about NBA Jam and get it out of the way?
Okay. Sure. Let's bring the negativity
to start the...
Hi, welcome to No Quarters. 1 year spectacular.
Yeah.
Fuck NBA Jam.
Jam, 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 jam.
NBA Jam, NBA Jam, NBA Jam.
Oh, it's got all the charm, you know? I think it's got all the charm and all the presence and all the look.
And the sound.
And the sound, all the sound and all the amazing dunks. But it's got like a tenth of the fun.
It's got the EA assist turned on big time.
All the fun out of it.
EA assist?
Assist you in ass raping you.
Oh.
It's assist.
Okay. All right.
No, that's what they used to call it on their old games that you would...
The original NBA's, rubber banding.
Yeah. The EA Sports assist was to keep the score tight, and now it's just the EA ass rape mode, basically.
I don't want EA assist. I want to dominate.
Yeah, this game... Let's put it this way. This game should only be played with friends.
Right.
In like versus mode.
Yes. Four player situations.
And that's it.
Pretty much.
Because
we're good at NBA Jam. We should say that. Like
we have continued to play NBA Jam.
That's the thing. Is like coming into this, like we're not, our skills are not rusty in NBA Jamness.
Yeah.
We've been keeping it real.
Yeah.
You have an undefeated record on the arcade machine against the computer.
I do, yes.
And against us.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You have an arcade machine that plays NBA Jam. We're not slacking on the jam.
I do, right, yeah. Right.
We jam it in.
Yeah.
Period.
But it's so obvious in everything that this was originally just a downloadable title. And then they slapped a few extra modes on it, put it on a disc, and took out the return to arcade button off of the main menus. Because it's still got the help and options, the how to play, everything that's in every XBLA release is on those menus.
Right.
And just the load screens is just like one static thing. Sometimes like you end a match, you know, you end a game and it just says rematch, stats, continue. I mean, there's nothing on the screen. It's like black underneath and it shows like scores for one guy, maybe. Just a complete lack of polish all around.
Did this so poorly, I'm really glad they scrapped Elite 11.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that game was like if they let this go and Elite got tossed in the...
There might have been people standing in the middle of courts like, you know, messiahs. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, is we still had so much fun with that. And playing on easy, like in the classic mode on easy, is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But you still get in that mode where it's just like, it doesn't matter what you do, you are not scoring. And that is the most frustrating thing in the world, to just have your guys just completely not be able to do anything and the opposing guys doing whatever they want.
One of the things that really bothers me about this, and I don't know how nitpicky this might sound to other people, but when you go to shove somebody, shoving is a pretty integral part of NBA Jam. We've all played a crap load, and that's a strategy. But when the computer players can shove everybody else at will, and I have a hard time like getting one or two in a game.
Mm-hmm.
There's something desperately wrong.
Well, the shoving destroys it. The shoving is the most frustrating thing in this new version of NBA Jam, because you will get the ball inbounded to you. You don't even have a chance to pass it, to do anything. You will be shoved. Like, the guy will be right on top of you the second the ball hits your hands.
Yep.
He'll shove you to the ground. And if he doesn't get the ball, he will run on top of you and just keep shoving until you get up, and then you get shoved down and they take the ball from you.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, that's the primary strategy for the computer, and it works almost every time for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't play a game, and I can't be happy with a game that does that, which just hits you in the face with fuck you.
The polish is just not there all around. You can't customize your buttons, which seems very much like something that an arcade game would do that normal games would not.
And the way that they have set up the buttons renders it impossible to play on a arcade stick.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there should be
Either you have to stretch your pinky all the way over to use it, or it's you have to hold your thumb on it in the middle on the bottom, because it's mapped only to left trigger and left bumper and nothing else.
Right.
So it's, the way most sticks are laid out, you can't, there's no way to change that.
It's so weird.
And if you do manage to sit there and try to play some of the built-in modes that require you to be one player, like, you can't go through, like, Remix Tour with a friend.
Yeah.
And
Remix Tour does not have difficulty levels either.
Right.
It's one difficulty level.
Your other, if you do get stuck with an AI guy, is almost completely worthless. I mean, for example, yeah, we tend to favor the Magic, just being in our vicinity and everything else, and the fact that they're a good team on that game.
Mm-hmm.
But we favored them in the old game, too. But, let's say, you know, I'll play Vince Carter because I like to shoot threes, and we'll have Dwight Howard, who is a block rating of 10 in the game.
Yes, he is a monster.
He will just stand under the basket if he's the AI guy and just let them shoot right over him every time.
He'll either do that, or he'll run around on the 3-point line and get just burned by the guys.
Yeah. Like, Harlow and I played a pretty fair amount when that one night I came over shortly after it came out. And that's what I was playing was Dwight Howard. And I was getting, granted, I was getting a ton of blocks. I was blocking probably 50% of their shots at least.
I have games where I have between 30 and 40 blocks.
Yeah. And, you know, that's, it's not unheard of to block like crazy with Dwight Howard. But you're right. The AI guy is just like,
block? What's that?
Yeah, it's like he's playing John Stockton or something. Playing as John Stockton or something. Just kind of hangs out and is like,
I think he's actually playing John Stockton.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's actually in theater, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing that well.
Right. Pretty much. But, God, this game frustrates us so much.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty much I think a lot of people are frustrated a lot by NBA Jam. And
well,
I don't know if they're going to try to bring it back, or can they do a title update or something?
I don't think you can
title
update this much broken. Maybe you can. Maybe you can do something where it's like put on the old on off switch of EA Assist, because that's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like the old EA Assist system in place.
Yeah, because easy mode is too easy.
Right.
You put it in easy mode in classic and you will win by 20 at least. It's not uncommon to double the score or come very close to tripling it on easy. Then you put it on medium, and you will barely get by, if you're lucky.
If at all,
Yeah, you basically have to have a lead going into the third quarter, because you will lose it.
Right.
And trying to play on hard or anything else, it's just the medium, it already feels like the game's in fuck you mode right off the bat. So, and Remix Tour feels like it's in fuck you mode all the time.
Right.
Especially, there's an elimination match where it's you play 21 against Manute Bol, and the mascot for the Wizards, like, I think his name's G-Wiz.
Oh.
He's a big Grover-looking thing, except he's purple.
Okay.
And with a wizard hat on.
Makes sense.
I cannot beat that challenge, because that mascot destroys me. Doesn't matter which player I pick. Does not matter. You know, I've unlocked every player on the Magic. I've tried every one of them. He destroys me every single time.
Like, is he blocking all your shots, or is it just everything?
He always steals. He always gets on fire. You can't play defense on him. When you push him down, he just holds the ball and gets up. And you, and like you said, it's so hard to shove guys that you can't get another shove on him. Yeah. Or if you do and you get the ball, he's already run past you and is ready to block your shot as you're coming in.
Jesus. So it's like are his stats that high? Or
no, it's his just, stats aren't even that high. It's just there's no difficulty level set on Remix Tour, so it's
He's just a wizard. Really hard.
He is a wizard.
Oh, gee whiz.
Right.
Yeah. And it's George frustrating wizard. To have this stuff in there because, you know, the way they do, like, the super dunks with the camera hog mode, and they just have the goofy faces on the guys, and just the heads and the photos they chose. Oh,
that stuff is great.
That stuff is amazing. Like, the game looks so good.
Oh, I know.
And it can be so much fun.
When things are going right, it is a ton of fun. But most of the time, things don't go right, and it is like walking over molten broken glass or something. Something really painful.
So, like, sand?
It is actually walking over it's hot like sand.
Walking on broken glass.
Walking on broken glass. No, it is like walking over hot sand onto blacktop with no white stripes in sight.
Yeah.
Wait, white stripes too? They're singing that. Did they do a cover of that?
Shut up.
You just need to stop. But yeah, it's if you're playing with friends, it's fun. And the remix matches where you have the power-up modes can be fun, too, because you can get Kenyan mode when you're going really fast. You can get...
We should probably... Yeah, okay. Just explain that one a little bit, because that's what we call it.
What, Power Thirst?
Yes.
Look up Power Thirst. Okay.
It'll make you run like Kenyans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. You get the ball, and you run around like as faster than anybody else on the court.
Unfortunately, like every time I think every time we played that, the other team got all the power-ups. Yes,
if you play the computer, they will get the power-ups immediately. They know exactly where they spawn, even when they're off camera. Yeah. So they just run directly to them and get them in.
Must be nice to be a computer.
Yes, it must be.
Yeah.
And this is why I hate computers.
But that mode's kind of fun, and it's kind of a little bit different. But, you know, at this point, I'd rather find my copy of NBA Street 2 and play it on my PS3. Because NBA Street was really good. Like, it was a really good continuation, but pretty much in spirit of the NBA Jam franchise.
That was the one that you played on. You played on like blacktop courts and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. You played like schoolyard.
Yeah, and it was three on three, and you know, you'd hold the triggers, different combinations of the triggers to do different moves and different dunks.
Cool.
And it was just, to me, that game was a million times better.
Yeah, and it was dripping with style too. There was like all the like 70s music, and you know.
Yeah, big, like, I never played home court, but I heard it was not nearly as good.
No, I played the demo and was like, no, this is not street. No, it's not street enough for me.
Yeah.
So,
but
just trust me, I know street.
I mean, NBA Jam for $50, forget it.
Right. Yeah.
Really, I cannot recommend anyone buy it for $50.
Nope.
Me either.
When you see it for $20.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for pain.
Yeah, be prepared.
You guys saved me $50 because, I mean, I was ready to buy it, and I was going to buy it as soon as I had the $50. Well, I got the $50, thankfully, about 2 weeks after you guys got the game. So,
yeah,
that $50 turned into Hot Pockets or something.
And we've Sweet. Still eked some fun out of it. We've done some of the achievements, like shutting out another team. You know, we've done that.
It is doable if you turn the difficulty down and you play two shot
really
blockers.
Short quarters and... Yeah. Play Hakeem Olajuwon and Yao Ming at the same time. And
Yao.
Pretty good chance. I think it was like, 16-0?
Yeah, it was the pretty lowest scoring
NBA Jam game
ever. We basically
ever.
Just were like, let's score once and then not score again.
Yeah.
Unless it's just,
yeah, I think we shot off the shot clock, too.
Yeah.
So we were cheap.
We were just running around the court.
We were cheap, but we beat them. Yeah. But
anyway. Yes, let's move on.
Can I throw a quick seg
way
off of that?
Sure.
You sure can.
Apparently, EA...
Seg away.
I will seg away. Thank you. Apparently, EA also has acquired the rights to some other Midway games, including NFL Blitz.
Okay.
So
look for them to fuck that up too soon?
Well...
But see, they keep bringing...
See, here's
Blitz
the thing.
Never disappeared. They've done Blitz like every 5 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, they haven't had the NFL license.
Okay.
So... You'll get the NFL license. You'll also get EA. I mean,
yeah, I know.
NFL Blitz might be a possibility within the next couple of years. And if they think about not, you know, doing it the same way as they did NBA Jam, we might end up with a competent NFL Blitz in a couple of years. So
you know what I want back?
Everything.
The WWF or E
fighting game mechanic that used the like NBA Jam and Mortal Kombat engine. Remember that? It had like Doink the Clown and shit like that in it.
Yeah.
Nope.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't remember that one.
Some people might remember.
I believe that. It.
It was the arcade game, the fighting game that played sort of like a wrestling game, but more like a fighting game.
The franchise I want back, SSX.
Okay.
That needs to happen. The last one was the Wii one. I will hop the table and strangle you.
What sucks? What's this sucks?
SSX. Tricky.
It's tricky to rock around.
Yep. The original Tricky, SSX 3. Those are all games where I have done basically everything you can possibly do in them.
Are those the snowboarding games?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I hated those. But you can like them. It's okay.
It's cool.
I can reach your neck from here. You realize that,
That's
right?
Fine.
That but mean, no, I love those games.
You can
games.
Reach your neck beard from here.
Yeah.
That'll mean I never have to play one of those games again.
Okay. Well, if they ever put it back out, if they put updated ones, I will play the hell out of those.
Here's love, hate, and I'm just kind of in the middle. I'm like, yeah, those were okay. They weren't like so much my thing. But
no, they were awesome. Shut up.
But I didn't hate them.
No, you shut up. They were terrible. They were worst. No game is worse than that.
I think I had the first one. Was that a Dreamcast game?
No, it was actually a launch game for PS2.
Was it?
It was pretty much the only good launch game for the PS2, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. I was going to say PS1 had some great launch titles.
No, PS2 did not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Super.
Nintendo.
What?
I don't know.
Nintendo, what? Yeah. So you played, I loaned you my copy of COD Blops.
I did.
COD Blops.
I played through the COD Blops.
Were you a black operative?
I was.
How was it?
African-American operative.
Who was from Australia,
yes.
But not supposed to be.
An Alaskan-Australian.
Yes.
Alastralia.
From what I understand.
Okay.
Well, from what I've seen in playing, I started it. I'm in the middle of Vietnam. I'm on the point where you have to kick the barrels down the hill. And
right. That's the part Are you playing it on veteran?
Yes.
That's the part I knew you would probably stop playing it.
That's exactly where I have stopped playing
There's a part where you have to kick barrels down the hill?
Yeah.
It's pretty
Is
much
this every, a Call of Duty every, game?
There's yeah, Italian guy everyone, coming up the hill, and you've got his girlfriend.
That's weird.
Some of the barrels are on fire. Yeah. Some of them are not.
Yeah. I like the blue one.
Are there any ladders?
Like, he's got a hammer, and he's running after you. It's like, oh.
Why don't you just shoot him?
Because it's more fun to throw barrels.
It is.
To do Whatever. A barrel roll.
It's a barrel of fun.
Yeah, but it's pretty much it's a point where there's just utter chaos on the battlefield, and you are supposed to advance down this hill with very little cover. And there's a point where there are barrels that the one guy apparently runs up and stabs one and then kicks it down the hill so that it blows up later.
They're full of flammable things.
Yeah, napalm, I believe, because sure. They said they didn't have a chance to bury him. But the problem is there's so much going on, it's very easy to miss him saying that and also miss him doing it because you're so busy crouching behind something and not really looking at what's going on. So, yeah, that section, ridiculous. But yeah, but you beat the entire thing. You played it on normal or whatever.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Play through it, yeah.
I review video games. I ain't got time for veteran. Whatever.
I do, but I'm stupid. So what you think?
So Call of Duty Black and Blue Ops.
Are we bringing more negativity here?
Blue Opster cult?
No, I don't hate it. It's just Call of Duty has now progressed into that. See, I don't want to say it's like progressed into the Halo thing because I think that's not quite fair enough. But it's pedestrian at this point. It just now it just seems like, oh, hey, look at this showy showpiece thing that you get to do sort of kind of by watching and maybe pushing a button as somebody's leaping from rooftop to rooftop and barely makes it. Oh, that's dramatic.
Yeah, I can admit that stuff's in there, but I can also say that it's still pretty damn fun. Like the part with the Soviet rocket.
That was fun.
That
was the one.
Pretty awesome.
That was the one fun thing. That's I didn't know what.
Like,
I don't see
that part when it came up. I was like, they're like, oh, we got no choice. I was like, and then they give you what they give you. I was like, oh, fuck. Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I played this.
This sounds exciting. You're going to have to tell me about it when we're.
I'll just say
they give you a rocket launcher and you have to shoot down a goddamn.
Like
Soviet rocket.
Like
a Soviet space
ass.
Shuttle going up.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's ICBM kind of thing. Yeah.
It is pretty awesome. But it's after a very long period of suffering
fucking,
to get there.
Yeah. Well, I don't play it on veteran, so I play it on bitch ass bad at FPS shooters mode. So
yeah, but in playing it, I realized the main difference between Infinity Ward and
Treyarch
is that Infinity Ward is very good at always letting you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, and not really being okay, here's why you're going here. You know, it always feels very organic. We got to chase this guy. That's where he's going. You know, that's why you know where you need to go. They're very good at making it organic, whereas Treyarch is not. And so they either tell you too much, like, okay, here is why you are going here, or they just don't tell you at all, like the barrel thing, and you just have to figure it out yourself. They're not as good at doing that. Because I remember World at War was like that, too, where there were certain points where I was just like, I don't even know where the fuck I'm going. You know, it's like, I am just running from cover to cover, and hopefully I'll see checkpoint reached.
Yeah. And I will say the presentation in this one, though, is a lot of fun. The flashbackiness interrogation thing.
I think the story is much better presented.
Yeah.
I just love that Jake Sully or whatever the fuck his name is. Jake Sully. Yeah. That's why it's
Call of Duty Black and Blue.
He's just like, you'll never break me. I'll never talk. And then he immediately talks and tells him the entire story. It's like, okay. Yeah.
It's an MO of his. It's like, I'm going out there to kill them. I'm one of them.
Yeah. And he shifts from American accent to Australian accent, like mid-sentence sometimes. It's pretty. Yeah. But Ice Cube's in it. So yeah.
What's wrong with you?
He's one of the other operatives.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome. That's
we got to take that hill.
Yeah. Yo. Who else is in it? There's like.
Does he sneer?
James Caan or somebody? It's like somebody weird. Who the fuck is it?
Ed Harris.
Good old Ed Harris.
Someone of that era.
And then Reznov from World at War returns.
Right.
Voiced by Gary Oldman again.
Right.
So, but yeah, yes, I mean, I'm not far enough in to really pass judgment on it, but.
No, I'll just say this.
I like how the story's presented.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't hate it. It's just, I just feel like, okay, as somebody else said, and I'm, you know, sorry that I'm just quoting you and I don't remember who said this, but just get it over with. Just slap a year at the end of Call of Duty now. Just. Fuck it. You know, it's a COD franchise.
COD 2011.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking Madden now. I mean, maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not as pedestrian as Madden has become, where it's just, oh, title update and, oh, shinier helmets or whatever, you know, but I mean, it's just.
I don't know. What's really revolutionary about this one? What's different from World at War?
Nothing. They just.
Gameplay's new story. Engine's the same.
You can play story.
At least you can play Zork
in it.
Yes, you can play Zork in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
BFD.
Yeah, they brought zombies back, too.
You, sir, are very likely to be eaten by a Gru.
So? I can play that on just about anything with a processor.
Fair enough. But no, the only thing I have to say about that game is, for anyone that's reached the very, 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 very end of it,
tell me
that the very last composed shot of the game isn't the funniest goddamn thing you've ever seen in your life.
Shot from a gun or shot
like view?
View.
Okay. Like the way, like before it fades to black, basically, like the.
Yeah.
Is like the funniest damn thing I think I've ever seen in a video game. And it's not supposed to be, I don't think. I mean, it's hard to say. You'll get there. We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be there next time.
Maybe we'll have beaten Veteran by then and can say that.
But whatever.
You got to hurry up so that
I will have kicked the barrel down the hill.
I don't hate it, but I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Did you play any multiplayer?
No.
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't you? But I mean, why would you?
I'd kind of like to see the remote control car. I mean, I know apparently it's already nerfed because, you know, it's just one of those things that like people hear it coming and go or running.
Yeah.
Mm. But still, it's like I'd still like to try to blow up one person with it just for fun.
Just to chase somebody.
Sure.
That works.
But whatever. Yeah, it's not terrible, but
not
anything to write home about.
Not the best of the series.
I still say COD 4 is probably the best of the series. Just in every way, shape, and form.
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't played the Treyarch games, so I can't speak to those. But of the two I've played, COD 4 and MOBA 2.
I think the only ones I didn't finish 3. I got about halfway through and was like, I don't like this game very much. And
well, that one, I think Treyarch takes a lot of shit for it, but they were basically given like 7 months
I don't even, I'm just saying I didn't like the game. I don't fault anybody. But
Yeah, but that's one where that game was never going to be good, no matter who made it.
I try to remember,
World of War was the only other one between anything else? That was between,
yeah,
four,
that was between 4 and Modern Warfare 2.
Okay. Yeah, and I never finished that one, so that's everything else I finished.
Yeah.
No. I guess I just don't like the Treyarch ones all that much. Yeah. At least I finished this one, though.
I liked 4 better than...
I like 4 a lot better
than Modern Warfare 2. In retrospect, and I may have said something to the contrary last time we talked about the COD MWOs, but I think I liked 4 better than 2. Story. Mm-hmm. 2 was fun, but well, we got to wrap up our COD.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
So
I got more stuff to talk about.
Yeah. I played a game also.
What did you play, BJ?
I played, I actually completed a game. Not, I finished the story mode of a game. I'll say that because I didn't get anywhere near completing the game. I didn't get 100% achievements or anything.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to on that one.
No, probably not.
What is it?
I played Gears of War 2.
Oh, that's right.
So, Harlow decided that he needed someone to play Horde mode with because one of his Horde mode players was out. Trombone, I guess.
No, we decided.
Oh, Harlow and Mackie decided that I needed it, so they gifted it to me. And I did get some Horde mode in, but I kind of want to talk about the single player. I played Gears, the original Gears, and I'm pretty sure I finished it, but I don't remember at this point because it's been a long time. But I like Gears 2. I like the way that Gears of War plays. I like the way it plays. I like the way it feels. I like the setting. The story is just kind of, I guess it's okay, but disappointing at the end. Like, it just falls off. You know, you build some tension and there's some good fun, and then the ending is just kind of, okay. We saw that coming for a while.
It turns into a different type of gameplay, too.
Yeah, it does. You know,
it's like all riding vehicles and...
Yeah, and I never liked that about Gears of War 1. I didn't like any of the vehicle... I guess there's only like one vehicle section.
Come on, you had to like the one vehicle section in this one.
Which...
What, riding the Vermac?
Where you get to like destroy hundreds of dudes.
That was pretty fun. Yeah. But like all the other vehicle stuff, and that's... It was just kind of so-so. I mean, it was... When you get to do riding on vehicle... For the first few seconds, it's like, oh, cool, I'm on this vehicle. Now it's annoying. Like, everything gets kind of annoying after 30 seconds in that game. Yeah. I think everything gets annoying after 30 seconds in that game. Luckily, the stuff that's on foot keeps you moving enough to make it fresh. But the combat is really, aside from the vehicles, the combat in that game is just, it's just aces. They really do that well. I mean, it's really about as good as it gets for one of those third-person cover-based shooters to
me. And chainsawing dudes never
gets old.
Ever gets old.
Never, 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 never.
Ever.
No. I went around for like 20 minutes. I was like, I'm just going to chainsaw dudes.
Yeah, and we had some fun with Horde mode.
Yeah, Horde mode was...
And you didn't even get to play good Horde mode.
No, I got Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's right.
Whatever it was. That's what they called it for their... And they had only...
3 enemies, I think.
Four.
Yeah, on the last one you had the thingies, the blood mounts.
Tickers,
Wretched, Sires, and blood mounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically all the most annoying enemies in the game.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they did that. That doesn't make any friggin' sense.
Oh, Wretches aren't annoying. Those are the fun ones because you can chainsaw them to death.
Yeah, well, they're just making noise and...
Yes, they do
getting
that.
In your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of well, and I love that. We would, there was one point where all 4 of us were chainsawing the same wretch.
Nice.
And the guys are just screaming like, and I love that they continue screaming even after the thing is long dead.
Mm-hmm. Dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't chainsaw a dude in half and not be totally jacked up about it.
That's a good point. But yeah, that...
You know?
I need to play more Horde mode.
Yeah, that's my final impression is I need to play more Horde mode because the story mode was good enough, but it just made me want to play more Horde mode.
Yeah, of the big AAA, you know, franchises, if you will, like, you know, console selling franchises, though, I still say it's my favorite story. It's simple, yes.
Gears 2?
Just Gears story in general. I mean, it's simple, yes, but that's kind of what I like about it.
Yeah,
Halo. Me, if I know what's going on in Halo, I've said this before, but Gears, it's like, it's simple.
Yes.
These guys are bad.
These
bad
alien guys. Assholes are going to pay for blowing up my earth, you know?
And then, okay, there's 2 factions of alien assholes. Well, I'll kill them all.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty simple.
Okay. I like that. And that's one thing that, like, Halo...
they have said in 3 you will not be teaming up with the Locusts at all.
Good.
Like, they are still the goddamn enemies. So it's not... they're not going to pull any of that stuff where it's any, like, oh, here's the even bigger threat.
Right.
Good.
You know. So I'm all for that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Because I don't like those fucking fucks. I like to shoot them.
Do you like to chainsaw them?
Fuck yeah.
I like to shoot them. I like to chainsaw them.
Dude, I'm an American. I like to chainsaw anything.
Oh, yeah.
Any way I can put more pollution into the environment and more trees on the ground. Or blood on the ground. Either or. Trees and blood. Exchangeable.
Blood on the sand?
Blood on the sand.
So what other new games we got to talk about?
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Yes.
God, I haven't played that yet. On my list. Myself.
It's on your list?
It's on my list of things to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I have one more when... yeah, we're ready to wrap this up.
Okay. At first, I didn't like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I got bored by it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me the best advice you could give anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Play as the cops.
Just like 10 times more fun than playing the racer.
Just play as the cops.
Yeah. That's from the PS2 and maybe earlier ones. Playing as the cops,
yeah,
much more fun.
A lot more fun. Yeah,
because I started out playing as the racers, and I was just like, is this it? You know, okay, I found this shortcut. Yeah, that's better.
Pretty easy to run from the cops.
Yeah, it reminded me very much of Burnout Revenge, where it was like, okay, here's your race. There might be a few shortcuts, but this is basically it. You know, and I think I got kind of used to playing stuff like, you know, like Burnout Paradise.
Like, just, here's your destination. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, because Burnout Paradise was so different because it was like, well, you're probably good going this way, but if you really want to go over this other completely weird route to get there...
go for it.
Go for it. Have fun. You know, and I kind of liked that.
Hey, whereas, DJ Atomica here for going for it.
Yeah. God fucking DJ Atomica. He is not in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
DJ Atomica here for Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, I do like the way they...
pursuit that's hot.
I do like the way they integrated leaderboards and that sort of thing, where you'll beat a race and it'll say, oh, it'll do the thing where it compares you to everyone else's times.
You and just then, beat so-and-so's time.
Yeah. And then, but then if they're playing, it'll send them a message. It's like,
newsflash,
Harlow just beat your time. Do you want to go beat him? And it's like,
yeah, the auto blog is pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, but it gets annoying if there's a lot of people playing.
Yeah, a lot of people on. Yeah.
Is it kind of like the times and such on Burnout Paradise? You know, with the...
it's kind of more in your
kind
face.
Kind of, but it's more like you finish
it's
a race.
Pretty much immediate.
You finish
it's
a like, race, you go back to the map, and it's like...
there might be six, you know, news things that are people, yeah, that have beaten your thing or challenged you to this or posted this or...
yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that friends only? Or
yeah,
is that,
it just okay, depends on, like,
friends
thank
only,
God.
You
know, yeah.
Because I don't have many friends, so that'll save me some hassle.
There you go.
Yeah, and I did some online racing in that, too.
Have not done that.
Which was fun, but I made the mistake. I had my Kinect hooked up, and I didn't hook my headset up, and I forgot that I have it set so that I can do voice chat with it from there.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, that kind of picks up all the music and racing noise. So everyone else, they was like, turn your mic off. Shut your mic off. I hate you. Who is that?
So you just kept
and
doing
I'm
it.
Like trying to be as quiet as I can. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Hey, guys, it's me.
Yeah. I didn't want to shout over because I, you know, when I play, I turn that shit way up if I'm not, you know, if nice. I don't have a headset on. So it's like blaring. I'd have to be like, hey, it's me. Sorry. I can't turn it off right now. I'm in first.
Sorry. I was in artillery.
So basically what you do is you just crank it and annoy the shit out of everyone until you win. This is a strategy.
I wish that worked because I came in sixth, I think, that race.
Ooh, you got to try harder.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like, as soon as I hit the lobby, I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Exit, nice. exit.
Yeah, they just go to, like, who's playing, and yours is just the solid mic, you know, the speaker. Yeah. I think we know who that is.
Next time, try shouting racial slurs at them, because that seems to work for everybody against me in Halo.
Hmm. You got a point there. But no, so I annoyed everyone in Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. So if you played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit with me,
sorry,
apologies. I'll wear a headset next time.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about it. It's fun, but it's
fun,
exactly
it's,
one
it's,
of those games I knew exactly what I was getting.
It's exactly what we were expecting.
Yeah.
And so therefore,
And the crashes are amazing because that's what Criterion does best is the physics on crashes and chunks of the cars flying off and general awesomeness
What they sell you on, and what's funny to me that they didn't develop this game, is Criterion's thing is literally the split second. You know, it's almost funnier if they just made that had been one of their games, because that's what they capture. They capture the crash, the split second. They make you feel so awesome for just barely hitting somebody and wrecking them, or you know, they excel in that split second moment in racing games, and they better than anybody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that just happened. You know, like, where's the replay button? Yeah.
Like, you know, a car flipping over your face.
And then they even know just how to replay it the right way, usually. You know, like, not like, ooh.
You should see the face of Harley's making for this.
Not the Matrix-y effect, you know. It's just like, hey, that was cool. Here it is again real fast. Like, yeah, that was awesome. Moving on. Mm-hmm. You know. They get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've liked all the Need for Speed games that I've played, which is kind of limited, but like Hot Pursuit 2, I think it was, way back in the day for PS2, was one of my favorites ever. And combine it with Criterion, who put out another one of my favorite racing games ever, Burnout Paradise, and I know this is going to be a game that I will play far too much. I just need to play it.
I suppose I can spoil this because, number one, you won't listen and it'll be gifted by them, but that's what I got T-Stroll for Christmas. That's why it's sitting on the counter in there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Need for Speed?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'll have to get that for me for Christmas.
Sorry.
I'll loan it to you right now.
Okay.
I'll loan you a copy because I'm knee-deep in other stuff, so.
Yeah, excellent. I was going to say, if you want to take mine like tonight, you can, because I'm not going to get to it probably this week at all. So, either way.
All right.
Yeah, that's the thing about racing games. It's kind of like, you can play for a few nights, and then you're like, you know what?
No, I just, I've can got borrow this. A lot of shit going on.
Yeah,
so
it's just and those are just not games where it's like, I never feel the pressing need to finish it. Burnout Paradise is probably the only one I've ever felt like that with, where it was like, I have to get everything in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I have to unlock every car.
It was fun to do everything in that game.
Yeah, that's still...
There are some pain in the ass moments, you know, like finding all the little fences to knock down and stuff like that. But you still have fun just driving around that world. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that they really did well, is just make it fun to just go somewhere.
Yeah. That's still probably the pinnacle of racing games for me, is Burnout Paradise. That's probably my favorite racing game ever.
Yeah. I don't know if it gets better than that.
I need to get the DLC for that still.
Damn. Big Surf?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't gotten it either.
I need to get it. Just because more Burnout. Come on.
God. Yes.
Speaking of DLC.
What?
I played the Alan Wake DLC, the second one.
Oh.
Thermos 2.
The Writer. No, the you don't collect thermoses in this one.
What do you collect this time?
You collect Night Springs video games. Night Springs was the TV show that shows up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the Twilight Zone ripoff thing. Or Night Gallery.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's more Alan Wake. Yeehaw. It's very similar to the first DLC, but...
I'm guessing there's a flashlight and a gun involved.
Multiple guns, in fact.
Whoa. Multiple
flashlights.
Game changer.
No, I mean you just switch guns.
Oh. Gun changer.
Yes. I mean, there's really not much I can say about it. It's, if you liked the first DLC, it's probably on the same level with that.
Hey, Alan, why don't you play the second DLC? Hey, Alan.
Alan, I will say this.
Why don't you love me? Play the second DLC.
I'm firmly in the camp that Alan Wake is a complete douche.
Okay.
And, like, they have everyone else just basically tell him off in this one. Tell him exactly how big a douche he is, which I think is awesome.
Sweet.
So I enjoyed that, but, yeah. I ended up trading a Green Capped. I ended up playing it because Green Cap dropped by. He bought the limited edition that was, like, when it was $30 on Amazon. And so I said, hey, I'll trade you my copy and some Wii games if you want to get rid of the limited edition one. He's like, yeah, sure. So he now has Metroid Prime 3 and what is it? Super Paper Mario or Paper Super Mario, whatever that is. The Mario game with a whole bunch of text that I didn't feel like reading. So
you hard-load it.
Yeah.
Hey, no readings.
No,
that's
I just quit playing it. But either way, that's a pretty cool limited edition. It's a pretty cool limited edition.
Okay.
It's because
it come with a thermos.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. But no, it's like it's made to look like a book, and then there's an actual book inside that's Ooh. It's pretty cool. It's a lot like the Halo Reach diary, where it's like written in game universe.
Oh,
you know, so they have like interviews with different, you know, different people that were in
like Barry,
yeah, like Barry and Rose and all these other people. It's kind of it's pretty cool for fans of the game. It's one of those things where it was like, it's kind of a bummer that they wasted it on a new property. And probably not that many people bought it, considering Amazon was giving them away for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually $80.
I see.
So it's kind of too bad that they, because it's a nice little thing.
Right.
But yeah, if you liked Alan Wake, DLC is more Alan Wake. But if you didn't like Alan Wake, then yeah.
Not going to change it.
You're probably not going to change
your mind. I don't think most people go out and buy DLCs for games they didn't really like.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, some people are, I don't know. Some people just feel like, I have to get the whole thing.
And, oh.
Really, the story is, you know, it's probably not spoiling too much, but it feels like it's basically in the same place that the game ended at. So that, you know, story-wise, it didn't really do too much.
Your family's still dead! Or whatever. I don't know the plot of that game. I don't know
the plot. Nice.
I'm looking at my list.
Otherwise,
Connect. I need to talk Connect.
Yeah, we got some Connect to talk
Connect-a-mons. About. Okay, no. First, I just want to reiterate having sat and played the real Dance Central. That is
stood and played.
Stood and played and moved, shook up my ass and played connected. The real Dance Central. Yes, I got with myself Dance connected. Central.
Self connected.
That is the Connect game, as far as I'm concerned.
Uh huh.
That's the launch title.
Come with it.
Well,
yeah. Well, it is a launch title.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it is the launch title. Yeah, that's all you really need.
Yeah.
It's
hey, almost, Connect Adventures was pretty dope.
Well, it's fun. Yeah.
I will tell you a little story.
Oh,
Thanksgiving. My family was in town. I got everyone in my family to play both Connect Adventures and Dance Central.
Awesome. How did your mom do?
What did she do? She did Funky Town.
Sweet.
On Dance Central.
That wasn't actually meant to be like degrading towards your mother at all. I was serious.
This kind of sounded that way.
And my mom is say like, I think the last video game my mom played was Ms. Pac-Man on our Atari 2600.
Ah, she's got a bow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was the last video game that she has ever played. So to get her, and they all played Rally Ball.
Nice.
My dad was a god at Rally Ball.
Really?
I was completely shocked. But he demolished it. He got like a platinum, the first one he played.
Whoa.
I was like, are you serious?
What your dad hell? Is a pro when it comes to balls flying.
I'm going to hop the table on you. But no, he was just, I think it was because he fully got into it. He was like, you know, because normally we're like, we're stepping a little bit to the left, throw our hip a little bit to the right, you know, to
sure.
hit the ball. He's like jumping over to the right and he's like smacking at it and jumping over to the left, kicking something. You know, he was just totally into it. In fact, he was so into it, he knocked the the little hanger from my fan, you know, the clicker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hit that up into the works of the fan. Luckily, the fan was not on at the time.
Nice. Wow.
But that was his grand finale at the end of his rally ball session, was smacking that thing. And everyone's like, oh, my God, what happened? And but, yeah, he had a ton of fun. My sister got into it, too. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening right now.
That's amazing.
It's like one of those things where it's like, if I had handed them a controller, they would have been like, what the hell do I do with this thing?
That looks like a goddamn spaceship.
But your body is the controller.
Yeah, but they loved the stupid photos at the end of the Kinect Adventure.
Well, sure, oh, sure.
They could not get enough of that. And then the stupid dancing, you know, the stupid fast forward dancing.
Oh God, yes.
Couldn't get enough of that.
Oh, did they? Oh man, that had to be great the first time.
Who was the first victim? Like, who did you not tell that was going to come up and make them do it?
I actually, 'cause
you know, you had to do that, right?
I did everything first because that's the thing is they're
his
not,
parents are old.
They're not going to get up and play. They like had to see me play first because they're all like, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do? You know, all that stuff.
That's the whole reason you do shit like that. I
know, but they were not going to do it unless I did it.
You just like, get up there and dance.
This is the part you just act like an asshole. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Then it gets played back and they're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God. Ah, Mickey, why did you make me do that? Oh, my God.
And everybody's laughing in the background.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
But I do have some decent blackmail material for my family now. So.
Awesome. Awesome. That's good.
Thank you, Kinect. But anyway.
Thanks, Kinect.
Yeah, Dance Central, uniting families.
Mm-hmm.
But Connectimals.
Tearing them apart.
That tore my universe apart. I just want you to know that.
You were more pumped for Connectimals than any other game, and I still don't understand why.
You wanted to play with kitties.
You
virtual
can't
kitties.
Ever understand why.
No.
No. Because you hate freedom, sir. But no. So does this game. Because it should
hate freedom. I bought the damn game and let you borrow it.
Yeah, sure. It's still hating freedom. Whatever. No, it just should be called Kineticimals because the game doesn't sit still and let you do shit at all in the whole damn game. It's the game needs a shot of Ritalin in its eyeball, basically. It as soon as you start, like, okay, I think I'm kind of getting this, like, all right, I'm training my cat here and it's just learned to sit and it's doing this, and then here comes fuck nugget ferret flying ferret fuck that says, like, hey, you just unlock this, don't you want to do this? And you'd be like, no, go away. And then like 3 seconds later it's like, hey, don't forget, you got this that you can go do. The game can just eat a fat dick because it's like it won't just sit still and let you play the damn game at all.
That kind of reminds me of how I seem to remember Viva Pinata being way back when, where it was just like, oh, hey, here's this. Oh, hey, here's this. Oh, hey, here's this.
Hey, you just learned how to use this new pinata. Guess what? We just threw you three more.
Yeah. And then, but the thing was, once you got past that point and you were, trying to plant something or do whatever, it was so fucking hard to find that tutorial again. And I wouldn't doubt it if Connectimals does the same
Maybe
thing.
It does.
Where it's like, but okay, what am I supposed to do to get this? It's like, I don't know.
I'll be honest. Like, when I was trying to get it going, it was also one of those nights where it's like, okay, I borrowed your Kinect, got it all set up. I made sure it was calibrated again. And I'm like literally standing there. My hand is about to do the hold for 5 seconds to start up the game. And my phone rings. So I was like, all right, move away. Take the phone call. Go back. Okay, now I'm going to play. As I started up and I'm like halfway through listening through to all the stuff, I get a text message and I have to call somebody back. So I'll be honest. It's like, I was like already like, fuck, just leave me alone and let me do this, please. Cause I didn't have a lot of free time that night or that weekend anyway. But so it's like, I was already in that mindset of like, I feel like I'm being pulled five different ways. And then that game just goes insane with, hey, you just learned how to do this. Now, would you like to know how to do this? You want to do this? You want to do this? You want to do this? And it's just, yeah, I made it about 20 minutes.
So it's like an incessant 4-year-old.
It is, pretty much, yeah. It was driving me insane. But
I'm sorry you didn't enjoy.
Yeah. But hey, for a few seconds,
enjoy pussy.
I got to live my dream. I adopted my Black Panther T'Challa and, for a few seconds it was all good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I want to make a Black Panther and name it Forest.
Okay. Well, that's actually what the little flying ferret guy should be called, because he's the one that was interrupting my Black Panther party.
All the time, huh? Mm-hmm. All the time, every time?
Yep.
Yeah, that's too bad. So pretty much we're down to
Dance Central.
Kinect Adventures just comes with it, and Dance Central. And
that's pretty much it.
Still haven't played Kinect Sports, but wait, I kind of got Kinect Adventures, so who cares?
Right. Knorts.
Yeah, I think Children of Eden might be the next game. Probably. I get, but that's the issue I'm running into with Kinect now, is I still enjoy the games I have for it, but there's nothing else I want to get.
Yeah.
Not even close.
And I still kind of want to buy one, if nothing else, but like you said, I mean, well, that and like yelling at your Xbox to play music, while you're in the other room.
Yes.
Is fun.
That blew my parents' minds as well.
Yeah.
Like, I just want Xbox. All the voice recognition stuff.
Yeah. Xbox.
Never mind the fact that phones have been able to do it like for 4 years, but
not their phones.
Well, not their phones, but their parents, they just don't understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, shouting
also,
at the
girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shouting at the
That's
Xbox
what I hear.
Is enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Especially if you could yell at it to play that song.
There you go.
If it got really specific.
Yeah, maybe they'll upgrade it one day.
Well, yeah,
like, they need Xbox. Make Kinectimals better.
Yeah.
Making Kinectimals better.
Give me a virtual machine gun and let me kill the flying ferret guy.
Speaking of virtual machine gun.
Kinectimals of war.
Yes. A noted video game guy who is wrong about video games usually, Greencapped, our buddy.
Okay.
Who is always wrong about video games until he's right.
Okay.
sent out a tweet today, I think it was, about a possibility for a game that might work really well, like a duck and cover shooter for Kinect, if they made a light gun.
Sure.
The Kinect sensor was able to read, and I'm sure they could do that.
Maybe.
Or some sort of gun peripheral that you could use with a Kinect game. Might make a pretty cool duck and cover shooter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can go with that, I suppose.
I thought that was a great idea. I just wanted to throw that out
there. They need to have like a Time Crisis type game in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Because that just seems like the right thing to do.
The only way I see that working, though, sadly, is not with a gun controller, but with the controller in your hand and you moving like in harmony with the Kinect. I just don't think that, because since it can't sense fingers and things like that, I don't know what kind of controller you get that will sense you button pulling.
No, you get a controller that actually is based off of your Xbox controller. It's a peripheral.
Sure. Yeah, maybe. See? It could
and
happen.
Maybe it's got a special light in it, or maybe it's a special paint on it that's reflective so it recognizes the gun.
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, my God.
I did the experiment.
Which one?
That the Kinect is racist. It doesn't recognize Green Man as a species.
Oh.
It will not do facial recognition on Green Man.
Because he has no face.
He has no face, but it just
so still you recognized. Put your Green Man suit on and stood in front of your Kinect?
Yeah, I danced.
Did it detect you at all?
Yeah, it let me dance.
It did detect
you. I did
dance
the song.
It just didn't know your face. No,
couldn't do facial recognition.
Okay.
It had me hop through about 10 times and it was like, sorry. We don't recognize you as a human, Green Man.
Well, it's not very good at recognizing you without green mask on, so.
It doesn't matter.
I thought it couldn't see you at all.
No.
I thought it like freaked out.
I did some Lady Gaga as Green Man, you know, so I'm not going to lie.
Nice. I need to see that video.
Good times there.
I just recreate that for you live, sir.
No. No, I don't want to see more of it than I have to. I want to be able to turn away.
We don't want to see your Green Man.
Yes, you do.
No.
All right.
No, I'm looking. I don't think I have anything else.
I got one more.
Oh.
What?
Fucking what you
fuck you.
Go for it.
I played games. I want to talk.
BJ.
I want to mention
it. What'd you play?
I Splinter Cell Conviction was on enormous deal, $10. I could not pass $10 up.
Fisher.
So I ordered it like Thursday and it got there Saturday. So if my math holds up, I believe that it actually is 2 days.
That's about 48 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your cell splintered?
I splintered the fuck out of that cell.
Yeah.
With great conviction?
With great conviction. Cool. I did. It's a little bit, it's a lot more, I guess, I hate to say organic, but it's the only thing that comes close to getting across the point that I want. But there's so much less tech in this game so far than the last Splinter Cell game that I played, which was, I can't even remember. It was PS2 game.
So a while back.
So yeah, a while back.
And when you mean tech, what do you mean? Like the gadgets and shit?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Because they're like...
Yeah, that picks up.
You were using infrared and EMP or electromagnetic vision and night vision in the one that I played way back from the get-go. And doing all sorts of tech creepy things and using the sticky camera way early on. But this one is more... So far, anyway, I've just passed the Lincoln Memorial.
Not at all an inappropriate level there.
The most inappropriate level. It was amazing. I loved it. But I've just gotten the sticky camera, you know, for the first time. And, you know, that's okay because this game plays really well. I don't know why it was $10 already. Has it been out that long?
It's been out a while.
What?
It came out in like February, March.
Really?
Oh, was this year?
Yeah, but it was this year.
Oh,
I mean,
it was beginning of this year.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I mean, it was super deal, and I'm glad I got it. But it plays really well. You know, I really like the feel. I like the fact that it's not as tech heavy because it feels like you're even more sneaky, I guess, when you're not using all the fancy gadgets to do things. And I guess sonar vision is going to, or whatever the hell it's called, is going to come up eventually, and I'll be super, super sneaky, ultra tech Sam Fisher. But
yeah,
I like the way
I
it's
never
going
used
right
the
now.
Gadgets, except for like when I went, yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess I could have fun with this right here.
Right.
It was never like, use this or else you're not completing this part.
Yeah.
It was always like, hey, I forgot I have a sticky bomb or something that I can kill dudes more fun ways.
Yeah, whistle on the sticky camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to try the multiplayer on it. I haven't had a chance to do that, but I really want to do that. That's one of the things that I liked most about the PS2 version was, I mean, it was local co-op, but getting into some multiplayer and you know, doing like the co-op type missions where you kill dudes together.
It's always fun.
Yeah, because that's the best.
We had good times playing that.
Yeah. And I love, like, I love the little last known position thing that it puts up when you get detected. And then you can sneak around and other dudes are walking up and shooting at your little shadow dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just poof, smack them on the back of the head or shoot them in the neck, something like that. I like that.
It's pretty sweet.
It's fun. It's a good idea. I'm having fun with it, so I hope to complete the game by the end of the week, and I will report more in 4 weeks.
From next now. Year.
Yes, next year I'll next tell you year. All about it.
That's some good conviction you have there, sir.
I'm convicted. Convinced. Convicted that I'm convinced that I'm convicted.
Speaking of stealthy stabbing dudes.
Yes?
I picked up Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Aspro?
Yes, I'm playing Aspro right now. I'm actually not playing the single player. I've only played the multiplayer because I pretty much haven't finished Assassin's Creed 1 or 2. And from what I understand, if you haven't played 2, this game will make no sense because it starts literally like 5 seconds after 2 ends on some kind of cliffhanger or something. I don't know.
Oh, a cliffhanger in an Assassin's Creed game.
Shocker.
Saying so.
What?
Yeah. So, but that multiplayer is really cool. When everyone that's playing is buying into how it's played, it's cool. But I've noticed a couple matches I've played, it just falls apart at a certain point. Because the whole thing of it is, there's 8 players in there, and all the character models in the game exist as those 8 models. So there's all sorts of people walking around, and you have one target that you have to assassinate. And then, of course, at the same time, you've got one person who's out to assassinate you. So the goal is to kind of blend in completely and be able to get just walk up to the other guy, shank him, and then not get caught by the guy who's following you. So it's kind of it's really fun when everyone's playing into it and you have to look like people are walking amidst crowds and you'll see 3 of the same model and you have to figure out which one is the guy you're supposed to kill and which ones are just computer controlled. Because you can see, like,
stab them all.
Yeah, well, you know, because as soon as you stab one, it says, nope, that your target's invalid or something. It's like, you know, something, it basically resets it so you have to kill someone else. You know, or else you'd have assholes who just run around stabbing everyone that looks like their target.
Which would be fun.
Yeah. Well, it does, it kind of devolves into
they
that
need an
at a certain
asshole
point.
Mode.
Yeah, because, like, towards the end of the match, what happens is people, like, get desperate, I guess. And so they just start running, and they don't even care if, like, the guy who's after them is out to kill him, which doesn't always work because especially if it's your guy, you can just be blending into a crowd and then you'll see him running and you're like, okay, there he is. Mm-hmm. As soon as he gets close, shank.
Nice.
And he's dead, which is pretty cool. But
well, see, that's the thing. It's a psychology thing. You got to stay calm.
Yeah.
And some people just can't handle it. They just crack.
There's
a guy like sweating with a controller in his hand. Like,
towards the end, like you could tell which guys were really close to winning. Because they were like just sprinting around, just trying to find their guy to freaking stab him. Because you don't lose points when you die; you just obviously give the other person points. But
right,
I don't know. It's
well, you gotta keep cool.
It's fun because it's a really different mode, and I think with a group of friends who like all can be like, okay, here's you know, don't run around like an asshole.
Right,
just play it. Right. It can be a really damn good game. But we'll see how single player is once I get through the other Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Well, I am so far, actually.
You can report back next year.
Yeah.
By the time you finish, too.
Yeah. I'm breaking one up into small chunks.
Okay.
Only play an hour or two at a time. So that way I don't fatigue myself on constantly following a guy around until he goes in the alleyway and then beating him up and, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
All the 6 missions that it has you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a complete lack of ending.
Hooray!
I guess I'll get to that sooner or later.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. That's
it. Otherwise, we've all been playing Williams Collection.
Yep.
A lot.
Yep.
Can I speak very quickly on that?
Yes. Time's up.
I went ahead and got the PSP version, thinking I can take Williams Collection with me. It's not good. Don't.
unless you have no other way of getting it, don't.
Well, you were saying like all the really good tables aren't even in there. Like Arabian Nights isn't in there. Medieval Madness isn't in there.
Is not a really good table. Fuck that table. Okay. Sorry.
I was just going to say the modern tables aren't there. The three like full-on, you know, crazy video mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, versions. No Good Gophers is not there. But Medieval Madness is the real, real one that hurts not having that in there.
I would take a game that is just Medieval Madness.
I was happy just having Funhouse on the go, to be honest with you. Yeah, but it just doesn't play well. It looks bad even for a PSP game.
That's a shame.
Like they ported a Wii game into the PSP.
I think they ported the PS2 version onto the...
I think you're right, because I believe the PS2 version didn't have some tables either.
Yeah. So,
well, I know the Wii version didn't have Medieval Madness in it.
Yeah.
That was the only table missing. And it's like, come on, guys. The best table, and that's the one you left out.
Yeah. Just stay away from that. But I also played it on the PS3, courtesy of gifting it to my parents.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Plays really well on there. I can't say this for 100% because BJ and I were kind of questioning whether we've actually tried this. I think we have. But on the PS3 version, right away, if you select more than one player, it says who's on what controller. And they only have one controller, so we were, passing it around playing. But I don't think the Xbox lets you do that. I think it forces you into passing controller.
I don't think we ever tried a second controller. So
yeah, but it never prompts you.
But it doesn't
either.
Matter. I mean, whatever. It's just passing around a controller is not difficult.
It's a minor grief, but,
Not like you can play two at a time anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, it's still good. I think they're enjoying it. I haven't had an update since the initial, here's how you play this game.
Yeah, Green Cap found a copy. Yeah. He's enjoying it because he said he remembered playing Gorgar and Black Knight.
Gorgar.
The real tables.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. Because mine, the only experience I have is I remember playing Funhouse, and I did not play it very much. But
I don't really recall playing any of those, but I may have.
Williams Pinball made me play actual pinball tables.
Yep.
Which reminded me why I don't play actual pinball tables. Because when they've been sitting in a bar for 12 years and probably had, 40 or 50 gallons of beer spilled on them.
They don't play so well.
And then when they've, drunken people smashing the buttons and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some other games to talk about, but they're not important.
So let's not talk about them.
The only thing I'll say, this speed is round them. Very speed round. I'm going to say, if you have a PC, you have $5, go buy Poker Night at the Inventory on Steam.
It's
$3 today.
Yeah,
but
right now,
you're not going to
hear
that. Yeah.
Last.
If it goes on sale, fine, but it's worth $5.
Yeah.
If you like playing poker at all, it's one of those games, some games you want to play and you just dialogue again, skip, because it's just like, just get me to the game. This is one, it's like the opposite. Like the game itself is just a basic Texas Hold'em game, nothing special. It's the sitting and listening to the seemingly endless amount of dialogue that the characters will do at the table.
Yeah. And they speak the dialogue, so you don't have to skip text or anything.
But for $5, well worth it.
Yeah, what did you think about Tycho's voice?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I'm not really one of those people. I don't really like put a voice to somebody I've seen or read, So it didn't really bother me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are people complaining? Of course people are complaining. There's an internet. Are a lot of people complaining?
Well, it's the guy.
I think it's one of those things where...
Oh, is it actually one of the guy?
It's the guy that does... Tycho is based on. Huh? I thought it was.
No. They hired a professional voice actor.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard it was... What's his face?
No, they talked to him and he decided he didn't want to do it.
Huh. Okay. My bad.
Because he said it's kind of a cipher for him, but it's not him, so to speak.
He used big words.
Yeah. Of course he did. Why would he not?
I don't know.
It's a simulacrum of himself, however.
But yeah, I'm gonna pick that up if I can remember my Steam password, which I don't think I can, so...
It's Chick-fil-A bowl.
I was just gonna say it's worth $5. Just get it. Decide for yourself.
I'm gonna buy it. I haven't been able to launch Steam in 3 months.
Whatever. Just that's all. The other quickly one is I finally got around to actually buying and playing Lucha Libre Triple A.
Lucha Libre.
Eros del Ring, if you want to say properly. But yeah, it's again, it's like a NBA Jam. If you have friends over and they're into mashing buttons and playing a wrestling game, yes. Single player, no. Big time, no. Third match in, you versus two people. Both people are after you. Fuck that game for that. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
it's like impossible to differentiate who you're hitting, or then they're just demolishing
you. So it's not made for more than one player.
Well,
or more than one guy in the ring.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's a bummer.
But with friends, fun. Okay. And customizing your dude and all that's fun, and turning on Spanish mode and all that's fun.
But yeah, that was pretty cool.
The other really quickly thing is, because of Black Friday, Mackie and I both picked up TMNT Tit, or Turtles in Time.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
HD, reshelled, whatever.
Yep.
Fun. Definitely worth $3, not worth $10.
No.
I think it was $2 or $3. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't get the complaints that that game had. Maybe just it was because it was $10.
Yeah, it's too much for $10.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks nice.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it looks really nice. And then I think the nicest thing to do besides clean up the graphics is, I don't remember this being possible in the arcade game, but you can hit up and down, you know, vertically. You can attack dudes. It's not just that you can move vertically up and down the screen, but you can actually attack that way too.
Oh, okay.
So I don't
remember. I think they added that in.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever a thing in the arcade version, but if you got it on sale, good job. Otherwise, don't pay $10 or wait for it to go on sale again.
Yeah.
But pretty good otherwise. That's about it.
Super.
Let's take a break.
Yes.
Sounds come back good. And talk some Fodies.
Welcome back, No Quarter, second half.
Half number two, still a motherfucking video game podcast.
That's correct.
Woohoo.
It's time for Fodies.
Fody. Yeah.
Break out your Fodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got some favorites of the year.
We're going to pour one out for the homies.
Here in No Quarters land.
No Quarters. Let's do it. Let's get to
it. All right. So,
let's keep with the negativity.
We made up a few categories. Obviously, Fody will be the final one, but, right now, we got biggest disappointment of 2010, and sadly, we've got quite a few nominees.
Well, we've talked at length in the first half about one.
NBA Jam is one of them.
Definitely.
Yep.
Because everyone knew our excitement for NBA Jam. BJ was ready to pay me to open my Wii copy of the game.
Yes, I was.
That's the excitement. But there was also Crackdown 2.
Crapdown 2.
And I would like to throw in Force Unleashed 2 as well.
Mm-hmm. Which drew much of your ire.
It did.
I want to speak briefly about Crackdown 2, and just, like, I think I already spoke briefly about it, but, like, I still can't figure out why that game just wasn't good. I guess the fact that it just didn't do anything new, really, and was also very fuck-you-able. I don't know. I feel almost like that game... And I guess that's why it's on the list, but it shouldn't be on this list. I mean, it deserves to be.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be.
No, it should be.
It shouldn't be. Crackdown 2 should have been not this bad. It shouldn't have been.
Well,
I think expectations have a lot to do with that.
And it may or may not have something to do with the fact that it was made by a different studio.
Yeah.
But studio was made up of quite a few guys.
Right.
I know. But
there were a lot of people from the original. So,
man, it's just a weird, weird, disappointing thing. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
And I think the most telling part of that was that I think all of us pretty much played through the game and then just let it go.
Yep. I never played all the way through. But
you didn't even make it through?
No.
It wasn't worth it.
Well, I was too busy playing other games, but yeah. And it was, I didn't want to get in the investment of tracking down orbs and clearing out this zone and clearing out these groups of thugs and all that stuff.
It wasn't that.
Yeah. That part's not that bad as long as you don't go orb hunting.
Right. But, man. And at the end of the game, they're like, okay, end of the game. Now you're back to 5 minutes before the end of the game. Have fun running around being 5 minutes before the end of the game again. Yeah. That's, it just was dumb-tacular.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got something to add.
Sorry.
Okay.
Halo Reach. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Halo series, but I really thought that they were going to go all out and make this a damn fine game. It was the last hurrah kind of thing.
And it was just another Halo.
I fuck the story. I don't understand. I've said this a bajillion times that Halo, I don't get the story, but Halo 3 had some genuinely fun moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
and playing it through with friends was fun.
Oh, yeah, with the warthog scene towards the end.
And
the
giant spiders and scorpions or whatever. But, I mean, considering we made it not even through the second scene or act or whatever. And
We
just don't care.
Yeah, we were bored and felt like we'd done all of it.
And honestly, to add to that, I'd have to say COD Blobs. A little bit of, at this point, I mean, it's just, to me, I'd have to put it on a biggest disappointment list, because to me, it's like every time Call of Duty comes out, it becomes less than, and then less than, and then less than, and to the point now that I'm like, all right, I might get the next one for $30 or rent it or borrow it. Or
well, I think that the COD games do such a good job of hyping themselves, you know, and it's kind of like the Halo thing. Like, Halo just, the games are kind of pedestrian. I mean, some of the stuff is really fun, but they're not anything revolutionary or game changing, as much as I don't want to use that phrase right now. But they're it's a game, you know. And it's on par with like Gears 2. It's really, really competent, I think, at what it does, but it's not, you know, it doesn't blow me away.
Okay.
Force Unleashed 2, I already talked about it ad nauseum last episode. Knobs chimed in too, but just way, 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 way too short, and the story was just kind of
bleh.
Yeah, just kind of BS, and the story was one of the strong points of the first one.
Yep.
So to not have anything good, that was
here's very disappointing. My very last actual nomination, like, this is on par with me for Crackdown 2 for my pick, Bioshock 2.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the first Bioshock, and considering I picked this one up and almost was immediately bored by it, that's huge disappointment to me.
Yeah,
and I was ready to love that game.
I never even started it.
Yeah.
It was weird. My hype curve for that was very strange, because I was all about it. I was like, I can't wait for this game. And then it showed up, and I kept putting it aside for other games, and I never got back to it.
Yeah, and I started it and put it down and had no desire to go back to it, because I was not enjoying myself at all.
Yeah, that's a shame. But what do you think? What do you think? I've got to go with NBA Jam myself.
And it wasn't like hyped. I don't think it was hyped, you know, like,
I think we generated more hype than anybody did.
Yeah, we were terribly, which is probably so why we're so disappointed by it. But I think NBA Jam's got to take the cake.
Yeah, I can go with that. I mean, it's strange to me that I would pick Crackdown 2 over that, just because I think you loved Crackdown 1 more than I did.
Yeah.
You know, but playing all the way through Crackdown 2 was just like, it was one of those, I just became more and more disappointed by the game the more I played it, especially by the end, trying to do some of those last missions. It was just, it wore on me more and more, but I'm fine with either one. NBA Jam is pretty damn disappointing.
I think because of how excited we were, like, we were literally crying tears of joy that we would get an NBA Jam game.
That's the weird thing, is like, I still kind of want to go play NBA Jam, like, right now. Crackdown 2.
Because you still want it to be NBA Jam, but it's not.
But I still can have
There are still enough modes in it that make it fun, but they force you to play so many modes that are not fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's,
like I said, the biggest when I finished Crackdown 2, it was like, no orbs. I don't need to ever put this game back in my console. But NBA Jam, it's like, I still have that, like, I kind of still want to play this. I still want to unlock people. I still want to unlock the Beastie Boys, you know? Like,
well, if you want NBA Jam, you've got it on your arcade machine. I know. So, you know, you can satisfy that urge without having to go to the destroyer of happiness.
Hmm. I know.
Yep. All right. So, next up, we got best game character.
Okay.
There were some good characters this year.
There was.
I'm struggling a little bit with this one.
Mine would be Barry from Alan Wake, a character I started out hating and ended up loving by the end, and just could not wait for him to show up. And this is one of the few things Green Captain and I agree on, where he actually already is planning to cosplay as Barry at the next con he goes to. All he has to do is find the orange jacket, but he wants all the costume Barry's wearing at very late in the game. Where he's got lights all over him. He's got Christmas lights strung around him, and he's got a headlamp on, and he's just awesome.
You know, apparently, I missed something really fun.
Well, in Alan Wake, the darkness is what attacks people, like the darker it, you know, like, you shine the light on things to make them go away.
Okay.
So he, like, goes in full panic mode. So he's got he's got Christmas lights strewn all around.
Full Ensign Award.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. He's just a. I love that character. I wanted a game with him just all over the place.
Okay.
Alan Wake, Barry. Yeah. Barry.
Other the one I'd throw out there, John Marston.
Yes.
Red Dead Redemption.
Absolutely.
John Marston is a pretty awesome character.
With a second close, I think, for Bonnie in the, from the same game. I just...
Bonnie's pretty awesome. Bonnie McFarlane? So is his wife.
His...
Yeah, but there's not very much of her.
Yeah. I would say Bonnie McFarlane before whatever.
Yeah, his wife... annoys me ever so slightly. Yeah. And then it's weird to say.
Bonnie's like, I was actually like absolutely certain at one point that his wife was going to get killed and he was going to end up with Bonnie sure. McFarlane. I was like, this is how this game ends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of disappointed that that is not how this game ends, but
yeah.
I was certain that he was going to end up with Bonnie.
I mean, that game is just full of memorable characters. Like, I love the Snake Oil guy. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Nigel West
Dickens. Nigel West Dickens, yes. Yeah.
He was a really good character, too. A little...
annoying. I mean, that's like that's his charm. That's why he's an interesting character. A weasel, but, you know.
Pretty much. One of the ones that I wanted to throw out there, because I enjoyed every time he showed up anywhere... anyhow, was General Knox from the General Knox DLC.
Sure.
For Borderlands.
And I loved the defeat in his voice and just a great personality and character. It's like, Admiral Stinky Pants or whatever he called him, sent me my orders in crayon this time. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to kill you. Bye.
Doodles.
Mm-hmm. Doodles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Voice actor who did that character just absolutely killed it. Terribly, terribly enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One last one I want to throw out there. Thane from Mass Effect 2.
Really? That's the one you want to go with?
Yeah. I like Thane the best, I think.
Hmm. I would actually... I want to nominate the entire cast of characters from Mass Effect 2, except for Jacob, because he's a douche.
Everyone hates Jacob.
But
actually, Morden. I'm changing it. Morden. I like.
Yeah, Morden is a solid choice.
I got to go with Morden.
But I don't like his twist as much. That he pretty much comes off my list for that.
Yeah.
And strangely, if I have to pick a single character, I like Miranda because she's one of those characters I started hating her, and then was like, okay, you're awesome by the end. But even more so to that fact, I have to nominate Jack. Everything in my being says I should hate with a passion this character, and she is awesome. Jack by the end of the game is such a 180 when you start breaking through her
extreme attitude.
Yeah, well, I think the great part about her is they tend to have her make fun of whatever situation you're in when you bring her along in your party, which
is awesome.
Yeah, it was great taking her and Grunt around.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they would both be like,
yeah, I mean,
what the hell
game
are
is,
we doing?
I mean, Garrus in that game is amazing. Like, what they did with his character arc in that game is so awesome. But yeah, just because like everything in my fiber of being says I should hate Jack because she's the, you know, the X Games extreme tattooed up chick.
DJ Atomica.
Yeah.
And all the promotional things with her did her no favors.
I'm the biotic bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that.
Badass biotic.
Badass biotic bitch. Yeah. But yeah, she's amazing by the end of the game.
I want to throw an honorable mention in.
Okay.
And that would be all of the bad guys that you shoot in Splinter Cell Conviction.
You got a point.
Just honorable mention all for all of the angry
airfield survivors.
Yeah. All of them. Like, even before the airfield, everybody knows who you are, and they fucking hate you. They're like, oh, it's Fisher! It's Fisher out there! Fuck you, Fisher! I'm gonna kill you, Fisher! I can hardly get it out. It's just so much fun to listen to those guys. So, honorable mention for those guys.
I fucked your daughter on your desk at Third Echelon, Fisher.
Yeah.
Your daughter was a whore. I'm raping her memory right now. Yeah. They're angry, angry people.
Yeah. So, honorable mention for those folks. But, yeah.
So, what do you think?
I think it's got to be...
This one's a bit tough.
I think it's got to be John Marston. He's probably one of the best main characters of any game I've ever played, with the exception of like Nathan Drake.
Yeah, I really can't argue that.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, usually
so many of the comedic relief characters in the other games, but yeah, if you're going for,
but that's saying something. Like I said, when your main character is usually just, they usually make them blank because you've got to fill it in. But to give your main character a full fledged story like that is just, and you care, I think it's a testament. Yeah.
I cared about that character, right. I think, a lot more than other games that I played this year.
Yeah. So I guess Marston gets it.
John Marston.
Yep.
Congratulations.
All right. Next up, most overlooked game. Basically, my description that I put when I sent out the email was, you liked it. Why didn't anyone else?
Just Cause 2.
I didn't get to play it. So
I think you just made that category for me for that. So there it is. I don't have anything else listed.
I'd probably throw Splinter Cell in there. Splinter Cell Conviction.
Was that, really? Did that sell poorly?
It didn't do all that great, and everyone kind of forgot about it after it came out.
Okay. Well, if that's on there,
that's a pretty good game.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed the crap out of that game.
I don't know if I have anything. But
yeah, Just Cause 2 had a whole bunch of hype like that first week it was out, and then it just vanished.
Yep.
And I feel bad that I still have the copy you loaned me sitting on the shelf, waiting.
Yep.
And instead I put in Assassin's Creed, which must make you incredibly angry.
No, not really.
Just that's your biggest disappointment of 2010, isn't it?
That you didn't play Just Cause, but you're playing Assassin's Creed 1?
Yeah. That could be up there.
No, I just hope you play through it as fast as possible to get on to 2, which is actually pretty good, and then be able to play Aspero, which is apparently even better.
Yeah, that's my plan. But yeah, as far as overlooked, yeah. I mean, we all like Splinter Cell, but yeah, you're probably right. Just Cause 2. The love you had for Just Cause 2.
Yeah, I mean, there's other games, like, I mean, smaller games that I don't know why nobody really played or talked about. Like, I think Shank is a fine game, but I think it did horribly in sales, you know?
Yeah, Shank was pretty good.
Worth writing home about, but, you know.
I think another one to throw into the most overlooked that just popped into my head, and I don't know why I didn't think about it, because I overlooked it, I guess, but Split Second.
Sure.
Because that game did not sell well either.
Nope.
But that game, that might be the favorite racing game I have this year. I mean, that game was pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And it captured all that fun stuff from the Burnout series, along with a nice sense of speed and just almost like a puzzle game aspect to it. And that game was just pretty damn good. But I don't know. I think we probably have to go with Just Cause 2.
Yeah, just because
of how much love you have. Yeah,
that dropped off the face of the map.
Yeah, I haven't even looked to see how much it costs or anything.
Yeah, that almost seems like one of those ones. Like, I don't even know if you could find it used. Like, I mean, it's just weird because, like, I don't think it ever sold well. Like, I mean, it probably a certain number of copies sold the first week, and then it was like, whew, you know, just disappeared. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. All right. So this may fall under a similar category, but the next one is a game you played more than you probably should have.
Hey, guess what's on that list?
Yeah. I was thinking in terms of games that weren't terrible, but they really weren't that great either, but you just kept playing them.
That's kind of just cause. Well, I'm just saying, no, as far as like repetition, but the more I've played it and the more I keep playing it, this is where I'm going to mention Game Dev Story.
Yeah.
I love that stupid game, and it's in case you don't know, it's an iPhone game, basically. It's not great, but I can't stop playing it. It's damn fine for $2. You know, it's a damn fine DLC game for $2.
That game's only $2?
I believe so. Maybe $3. I could be talking out of my ass, but it's not much.
I need a damn iPhone.
There are two that I want to throw in there, and I don't... Well, Red Faction Guerrilla is not a 2010 game, so does it count for the... For our FODI purposes?
You can throw it in there.
Okay.
You played so much of it this year that I think we'll give it to you.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a game that I played so much of this year that I have had absolutely no right to play as much of it as I did.
Or me with 50 Cent Blowing the Sand. I spent more time in that than I ever should have.
Yeah, same here. I mean, that was one of the ones that I was going to throw in was 50. But also, and I know you guys aren't... I don't think you guys are fans, but I play a lot more Angry Birds than I should. Like, I pick that up anytime I have like a spare moment to sit around and wait for something. I'm like, da 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 da.
Angry Birds
must die. Yeah. So
I've got one more for this list that I think I liked it more than most people on the in this world probably should.
What's that?
Dante's Inferno. And I spent... I
played a lot of Dante's Inferno,
too. I did two playthroughs.
I did as well.
Okay. I could only stick one, but...
Yeah. Only other one I had was Alan Wake.
That's because you were trying to find thermoses. I've played a shit
ton of Alan Wake. Like, when I sat down and thought about it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I've played a lot of Alan Wake. You know, looking for all the stuff, going through, you know, trying to go through it on nightmare mode, all those sorts of things.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Dante's Inferno is one of those games I know it's not good. I know it's not good, but it filled that hole while I was waiting for God of War.
It's probably the best of the God of War clones.
Yeah.
Really.
But it's still not good, and I still, had 100% until one of the DLCs that I refused to pay that much money for. But
yeah, and that DLC's got a bunch of crazy,
dumb shit.
Get people to vote for your, your level and
All that. Whatever.
All that crap. But yeah. I don't know. I
don't know.
Now that you mention that, I probably have to go with Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like I feel bad that I spent as much time on it, but it was also kind of in a time when there wasn't as many games. Like, if it came out now, it would just get pushed to the side, be like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, don't care.
Yeah, that did benefit from good timing
when
they released it.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I probably got to go with that one.
I mean,
I'm fine with that.
I spent more time on some dumbass games. Like I said,
the fact that I played through it, I spent more time than I should have.
I spent too much time on 50 Cent. Seriously, I play that way more than I should have. I mean, older games like the, Legends of WrestleMania, put more time to that than I probably should have. But if we're talking current this year games, to me, it's got to be. Because, I still like Game Dev Story. I hate to, give that what I feel is, a negative footy. Because it is fun, and you can't fault them for a simple game on the iPhone. But what's weird is I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent because I haven't talked about this game before. But it's a simple game. It's a really simple game, but it is time-consuming. Like, it's weird to me that they would put that out on the iPhone, where something like Angry Birds works because you can pick it up and play it for 5 minutes and feel like you've done something. This is like a 4-hour game to play through the whole saga, if you will. I mean, granted, you can save and continue and everything, but you get sucked in and it's like, oh shit, my battery's dying.
Nice. That happens to me with Angry Birds, but...
But it's really basic. Like, at this point, it's like I'm doing this weird completion thing because every time you play through again on making a new... Again, I guess maybe I should explain this since... It's kind of an underground sort of game, is you basically start a game company and you pick what projects you're going to develop. And as you hire certain people to work for you and train them and stuff, new things unlock. And it'll tell you okay, I'm going to make a shooter game. That's also a ninja game. And that may be more
ninja.
That may be more popular than like a simulation Shadow game, Warrior. You know, golf, I mean, you can put weird combinations together that just don't work at all.
Shooter.
Somebody made, I remember somebody took a screenshot of one that was a high school shooter.
Yeah. Too soon.
Yeah. But, so you just basically do that and then you can hire better and better devs as you go along in your game, and you have more money to hire better people and you can train them up and yada, yada, yada. It's your basic, almost like a theme park management type of thing. Those style of gameplays.
It's video game tycoon.
Yeah, it's basically a tycoon game.
Resource manager.
But
yeah,
there's some funny little, it's obviously based on actual game hardware and everything. Mm-hmm. They can't call anything everything, but every console that comes out that you didn't develop is like, oh, well, there's the Virtual Boy. There's the Dreamcast. There's the Neo Geo. But it's fun. Like I said, totally worth it. If you have an iPlatform, because I played on an iPad, but if you have an iPlatform, it's worth the $3 or $4 to give it a try.
So it's not going to be on my BlackBerry Storm?
Unless they get to work.
Or BJ's
Android. It's not going to be on my Android phone.
You never know.
My Motorola Droid X, since you mentioned the full name of yours.
Oh. I'm not going
to.
I refuse.
Your HTC Evo 4G?
Maybe.
Yeah, that one. All right. Next we got, and this category was basically directly for me, but 2010,
you're a douchebag.
2010 game you want to eventually play in 2011 since you didn't get to it this year.
I have four on this list. It's not just for you.
Four? All right.
Four games.
Let's hear a couple of them.
Oh, Fable 3.
Fable 3?
Okay. I want to play it, but I'm not going to this year.
I don't think I want to play Fable 3.
Oh, I definitely want to play it. Did you not finish 2?
No.
For all the dumb shit that game has you do, that the ending of that game is pretty awesome. And made me want to play more.
Well, I've heard as awesome as the ending to Fable 2 is, Fable 3's ending is the opposite.
Oh, okay. But I don't care.
So it is not Molyneux's masterpeace.
I'm not going to pay $60 for it, but I do want to play it at some point.
Yeah, whenever it's down to like $20, right. I'll get it.
When it's the greatest hits, or I find it on sale somewhere. It will be
with
played.
With all the DLC included.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's on there.
I'm going to throw in Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
That was one rabbit hole I knew right from the start. I'm like, I'm not even going to bother starting this game.
You bought it, but...
Yeah, because I bought the Super Deluxe, Poker Chip Edition.
I've got that, too.
Yeah. But I knew there was no way I was getting to it this fall, so it will wait for me for next year.
Oh, okay.
I'm not ever getting to that, probably.
Yeah.
I still have, like, 3% completed on Fallout 3, I think. It's really pathetic. I can find it here, but it's not important. Know that my completion percentage on Fallout 3 is pathetic.
StarCraft 2.
9%. That's one.
Eventually,
Did you ever buy it?
No. Eventually, I will buy and play StarCraft 2, at least for single-player purposes.
Oh! I just thought of something that was a big disappointment for you.
What?
Was it?
Star Trek Online.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was so disappointing we forgot about it.
We have to at least mention it because of how disappointing it was to
Aren't
you.
Aren't you glad you didn't buy a lifetime membership?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I think that's the closest I've ever seen to you crying.
What?
Your disappointment with it.
That was rough. But like I said, I mean, I go back to whatever episode, but I had planned a Star Trek MMO in my head for years before there were like proper MMOs.
Yeah. Let's not talk about it too much, though, we don't want to get... Ensaddened.
No, I'm not saddened. I'm over it now. Eventually it'll become free to play, like all the other ones are doing that are mediocre.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So any 2010 games you want to borrow from us next year, BJ?
Let's see.
All of them.
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, Split Second, Blur, pretty much all the games that came out this year.
Okay.
Because this has become... I have declared as soon as December 21 hits, it will be the winter of games for me.
That is your first new paycheck.
Or the winter of game. Well, that's when winter starts, I think, December 21st. But
would that be the winter solstice?
It will probably be.
Okay.
Whatever.
So,
whatever.
It will be the winter of game for me.
Works for me. Only other one I can really think of, other than Just Cause 2, which I do want to get to eventually, and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which...
Aspro is on my list, too.
Yeah, I do want to
I have to finish 2 first.
Do I need to loan that back to you for now?
2? No, I got 2.
Oh, you picked it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember you borrowed mine, and then...
Yeah, no, I found it for like 20 bucks.
But I still want to play Bioshock 2. I want to see if it, you know, if it lives up to... And I think deflated expectations will help also. And I want to play that and Minerva's Den. I keep hearing really, really good things about that.
Okay.
For the DLC.
That bitch got nominated for some shit, didn't it?
Yeah. That's one I really want to play, so I kind of want to do the whole Bioshock 2 experience. But
the last one on my list is GT 5. Someday I'm going to play it.
It sucks.
There's a part of me that wants to play it, but there's another part of me that's like, I've got Forza now.
Yeah.
I don't need this anymore.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not a $60 game, but someday... The thing is like I'm going to be lucky because I'm going to get to try it.
Oh, that's right, because you're...
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yeah,
I can say that because they're not going to listen to this. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your stepdad is the Gran Turismo.
Yeah, he's probably got more hours on it. I don't remember if his flavor was GT 2 or 3, which one he put more time in, but whichever one it was that he went nuts on, he's got more time than you and I combined, and we both played a fair amount of that. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. I have...
When you have one game that you like to play, and that's all you play... Put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
I have no desire to play that game.
Okay.
I'm the person. Like, everybody else who likes racing games just wants the fuck out of that game for the most part.
But I'm not a tweaker at all. I mean, like, I know how to do gear ratios, and that's about it. That's all I ever messed with on my car, period.
Yeah, but, like, even without all of that, there are still people who just like to play the game so much.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. If I want to do that, there's a local SCCA club, and I'll go out and take my crappy little car and drive it around a track for a while.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I want to crash into shit and do ridiculous fucking things on the racetrack.
Fair enough.
That works. Yeah. I guess we're not really going to have a consensus on that one. It'll just be...
Probably not.
Listen in the future and see which...
It'll be
which games got played first.
I'm going to say games.
So in a similar vein, we have the best 2009 game for 2010. It may have come out last year, but you didn't play it until this year.
We all know what the winner is, but let's think of some other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
let's leave that for last.
This one already came to a consensus before.
That was decided.
But BJ, I'd say...
What was our consensus?
Oh, come on.
Bots?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, pinball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Williams Collection is...
50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Yeah, you had 50 Cent. You also had Red Faction Gorilla.
I did have Red Faction Gorilla.
You poured time into that game.
God, I did everything in that game just about, except the multiplayer. I would go with that as my awfully close second nomination, if it wasn't for what we know our consensus is.
Yeah, I would go with Forza 3.
Forza 3.
Forza 3 is really damn good.
Yeah. That's, if we'd had the most overlooked category last year, that would be it. I think it did okay.
It came out at a bad time, if I remember correctly.
Game is amazing. And if you don't have it for some reason, go and get the Ultimate Collection. It is a hell of a deal at $30. The game and probably like $30 worth of DLC is included.
Yeah. And I'm going to throw in Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
You guys played it in 2009, but I played it this year.
I just want it to be renominated.
Yes. The love is strong for Batman
Arkham
Asylum.
That's the only game that's more fun wrecking dudes than Splinter Cell, and it's just slightly better. Paralyzing dudes.
Yeah, but pretty much the winner in this category...
Wait. Really,
what?
Before we declare a winner, Borderlands came out in 2009.
Yeah, but you guys...
That already was our GOTY last year.
Yeah, it was our GOTY last year.
Okay.
We still love Borderlands.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw two more quick things in there.
I'm looking at my achievements, and like 99% of them happened in 2010. That's the only reason that I wanted to bring it up. So it gets an on-min.
Just as an honorable mention, I want to say Dragon Age.
Age of Dragons.
Because of how much I was down on it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as I thought, but...
Yay for Dragon Age. Good job.
I put a lot more time.
That's a box quote. It's not as bad as I thought.
I had a lot more fun with it in 2010 than I did in 2009.
Yeah. And I think it just hit you at the wrong time.
Yeah, it did. And I just want to say Uncharted 2 because it's amazing. That's all.
Just want to throw that in there.
That's all.
Maybe that'll be my 2008 game of 2011.
Wait, is Uncharted 2008?
Right, no, I think actually
it's 2009.
You're 2009 of 2011.
But anyway, yeah, Williams Collection.
Yeah.
Pinball Hall of Fame Williams Collection.
Yep. Good luck finding it on the Xbox. It is getting hard to find on the Xbox.
I think people are figuring it out.
I hope so.
Yeah. Green Cap found one, but he had to get the whole generic GameStop case, which that's painful.
Well, I was willing to take it in a just as the disc. If they just had a disc, I would walk out with a disc on my finger if they had it.
But that is one of those games where you just go, really? Pinball?
And even like me, when you guys played it, I'm like, pinball? Fuck, what? You can't like pinball that much.
My barometer is Amazon's used games. Mm-hmm. And the only copies even used that were selling on there were selling for about $56 a piece.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I think it's into collector's territory now. Like, shit, we didn't make enough of them.
Yeah, and apparently that company's gone.
Yeah.
Farsight Studios, I think it was.
So find one now if you're even remotely interested. Find it for $15 because you still can at certain GameStops.
Yeah, and that's your best bet is to go online,
go on GameStop,
do the find store that has this.
Yeah.
Or if they have it.
Drive 50 miles if you have to.
Or if they have it available for shipping because sometimes they do.
It teaches you how to play pinball.
Yeah.
It also teaches you how to like pinball.
If you're even like, that sounds like something I might get to eventually, get it now. That's what I'm saying. Because it's getting,
don't wait.
It's getting harder to find.
Yeah, I found my copy for $16.
Yeah.
But
now if you have a PS3, it's fairly easy to get. $15 Amazon, 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Not hard. Same game.
Okay. We got best downloadable game.
Yes.
There were some pretty decent downloadable games came out this
year.
There were. You had stuff like Monday Night Combat.
Yep.
Shank.
Monday Night Combat was real close to making my list. Shank did. Game Dev Story, just because I don't want to limit it to just XBLA.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Scott Pilgrim. I think I enjoy Scott Pilgrim more than you do.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard, and it got a bit repetitive for me.
Okay.
It's one of those games that feels like the levels are a bit too long.
Okay. I think you need to play it more, because you can go back and replay levels and gain levels,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes easier. Yeah. It's kind of one of those, like, forces you to redo levels to get better. Yeah. But, I just, presentation-wise, that game is off the charts. Awesome.
And, yeah, I want the soundtrack bad.
Yeah. The game soundtrack is available for purchase.
I will probably buy it
then. I think I might already have. I'll check.
Yeah.
But for me...
And the only other one we need to add, Angry Birds.
DJ. Okay. I was going to add it, but I was looking at something else that actually turned out to be released in 2009, but I didn't get it until 2010.
Plants vs. Zombies?
No, I don't really care for Plants vs. Zombies, actually. I guess I don't like tower defense games.
Mm.
Whatever.
I don't know when that was officially first released. Yeah. I mean...
It's just... Not my thing. It's not a bad game.
Okay.
I just don't like it.
I don't know when that was first released, but I mean, I know Xbox and iPad were like this year, so.
Yeah. But I was going to throw out Explosion Man, but.
Last year.
2009, even though I played it more in 2010. So.
Well, same here. I played it a lot more.
I don't think we're going to come to consensus on this, because my one pick after doing some thinking, I've got to go with the first Deathspank. I love the first Deathspank so much. Second one is still good, but that return to like the Ron Gilbert sense of humor that I'd been lacking was just so nice. I was like, this is my Mad Magazine. This is my teenage years of humor all over again feeling.
Yeah, I like the feeling of that game.
Yeah. I think when you get through the story and the way he interacts with people, and it's just like, it feels like you're reading or watching The Tick all over again. And it's like,
kinda.
I love all of this. Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't really have one besides Angry Birds. There's actually, I don't know when the hell it came out, but there's a game called Alchemy that I really, really, really like to play.
Hmm.
It's a phone game.
Yeah.
You combine stuff.
I play a lot of Word Drop on my Android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's Boggle.
I'm going to make a little confession here.
Okay.
I've realized haven't played that many downloadable games this year, because I tend to wait until they go on sale, and I barely ever buy them at full price.
Hmm.
And that's probably counterproductive to Xbox Live actually giving good deals, because they know people like me will simply wait until that happens and won't buy anything at full price. But it is what it is. You know, there's games that I was like Limbo. Can't wait to play Limbo when it's less than $15.
Okay.
You know, same with Plants vs. Zombies. It's like, when it's less than $15, you got me. You know, that's what happened with Trials. When it went down to $5, I've been playing the shit out of Trials, you know, but
I'm surprised now thinking about it that it either didn't make this list or the other list is how excited I was for Comic Jumper. But it's like, it's weird. It's like, I like it, but not enough to put it on this list, but I don't dislike it enough to put it on the disappointment list. It's just, to me, it's like...
It was pretty disappointing for me.
The presentation wins out on the, I'll say, mediocre gameplay. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's bad gameplay, I just think it's not what I would have done in a dual stick shooter situation.
That was one of the few games I was ready to drop full price for,
mm-hmm.
and then I played the demo. And I said, you know what?
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'd buy this for $10.
Yeah, but the presentation, everything else about it is so good. Like, that's what I like about Twisted Pixel stuff is the stuff between playing it sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's all I got to say about that. Like I said, for me, I don't think we're going to come to consensus. Mm-hmm. The first Deathspank, the second one, if you want to call it one big game, maybe.
Yeah.
Angry Birds for Beach.
Angry Birds.
What's yours? You don't even have one?
I don't even think I have one, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm probably going to like Poker Night at the Inventory, but I probably won't be able to play it until 2011 because I can't run Steam right now.
Oh.
I got to give you... No.
I'm hacksawing on it.
Yeah, you'll get a copy of Windows 7, don't worry.
That's legally, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Actually,
surprisingly. And
this time, family this time we actually mean it.
Went family style on Windows 7.
Woo, so. Damn straight. Oh, all I right. want to try that too.
So we're getting to the end here, but now we got best DLC.
Okay.
Nah.
This year.
I've got two choices.
Okay.
And two choices alone, and I think they're both going to be yours.
Let's hear it.
Number one, Nox.
Nox. Yep,
General Nox for number Borderlands. Two.
Undead Nightmare.
Yep. Undead Nightmare for Red Dead Redemption. Only one I'm throwing in is Shadow Broker for Mass Effect 2.
Apparently, I really need to play this.
It's really good.
Okay.
Really good.
That's all I got. I'd have to go with Nox just for sheer fucking size of that DLC. I mean,
size, scope, characters. Yeah,
what it adds to the
And it's the one we've value. Played the most out of anything.
Overall value to the game.
Like
how you're getting
basically getting half the game.
Yeah, you're basically getting half of what was probably in the original content of Borderlands for $10.
Yeah,
you know time and size wise.
Big credit to Gearbox with their DLC because it's been stellar.
Yeah,
just as an aside.
Mad Moxie accepted.
Yeah, right.
But I have to disagree and go with Undead Nightmare.
Hmm. But that's someone who's played all the way through it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm loving it. I just, like I said, I'd have to go with Nox just because of time spent.
I can agree with that, but Undead Nightmare is, it's basically like a whole new game.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell you, if this makes you feel any better, what I wrote when I went to Best DLC, I went Undead Nightmare done. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh shit, Nox came out this year.
Yeah.
And I was like,
those were basically the two. Shadow Broker is really good, but it's basically a side story.
Right.
It's a really well-crafted side story. It's not like Nox, which completes Borderlands, basically.
Right.
Gives you endgame content, gives you tons to do. And same with Undead Nightmare, where Undead Nightmare is basically a total conversion, you know, from way back in the PC modding days.
Right.
You know, you'd have games.
It's where the Barney Stein of Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it really is. It turns the whole game into a zombie game and it affects everything. But I've got to go with that one. It had a whole entire new storyline to it. It just had so much going on.
All I have to say in support of it, because I haven't played it.
Yeah.
But knowing what I know about it, Flaming Horse.
Flaming Horse.
Yeah.
I know. Flaming that Horse really. And ultimately Unicorn and Chupacabra and Sasquatch. But fuck, we spent a lot of time playing Nox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Fuck.
We can declare it an almost tie.
Yeah. I just...
I'd say, and the best part is both of these are only $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing to me. I wish they could have charged $20 for either of them and... None of us at this table would feel ripped off if we had paid it.
Lady Gaga track pack.
I'm about to flip the table.
A kid. Honest. Yeah.
So is that going to be our tie?
Obviously, it's the Creed track pack.
Yeah.
There isn't even one.
Nickelback
track pack.
But no,
Nickelback track pack.
I think we got
this year's 40 is brought to you by the Nickelback track pack. Next year is going to sound exactly the same.
Yeah, Nickelback track pack 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, one.
This is a Nickelback track
pack. They all have that Nickelback song.
This is Nickelback track pack. This is Nickelback. That was all three.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I think I got to declare a tie on this one.
Probably
because you're basically not talking me out of Undead Nightmare, and I'm probably not talking you guys out of Nox. But either way, we all win.
Yes.
Either of those.
We can both win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk the big one. Let's wrap this shit.
Fody. I have.
I'm going to throw one out because I know neither of you are going to have it on there. And I'll just get out of the way.
Okay.
Civ 5.
Okay. I haven't played it. I don't know. I don't want to jump down
I'm just throwing that in there because.
I can acknowledge that game.
Yeah. I'm throwing it in there because I just know it's not going to win. So. Let's call it super honorable mention. Yeah, Your Honor, I would like to honorable mention Civilization 5. Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful game.
Sid writes Civilization 5.
Mm-hmm. That is the actual real term.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, you're just jumping right into the big ones, huh? Okay.
Yep.
That's all you got down? You just nailed one? Okay.
No. I also have Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
It's come out January this year.
I have both of those on my list.
Yeah. Because either one, Jesus.
Well, do you have any others to add, BJ?
I didn't play many 2010 games this year. So Red Dead is right up there.
And I'll throw one more out there.
Okay.
Rock Band 3.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... I haven't had much time with Rock Band 3, but...
Strangely enough,
The instruments are amazing.
I personally am putting... This is, we'll call this another honorable mention, but I actually got to put Just Cause 2 on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much goddamn fun with that game.
Yeah.
But it's an honorable mention. And one other one. Again, I guess neither of you have played, so it's not going to win a consensus one, but fucking A, God of War 3. Ah! That game was so good. Short, but good.
Short but good.
Mm-hmm. I like my women.
I want to give my 2010 game of the year to Pinball Hall of Fame, the Williams Collection.
We've already done that.
I want to give my 2010
again
game of the year to Pinball Hall of Fame, the Williams Collection.
Oh, for the downloadable category,
mm-hmm.
I just have to throw this in there because I completely forgot about it. Dead Rising 2K0.
Okay.
Among the better $5 you'll spend.
No, we're considering that's not DLC. We're considering that that's a standalone game.
Yeah, standalone game. Whatever. Okay, sure. Yeah, sorry. Did I say DLC?
No, you just said downloadable. I was like clarifying. Pre-LC. Right. Pre-LC.
Yeah. But anyway, I
got to go Red Dead. Out of the ones that we've all played, without a shadow, broker of a doubt, I got to go Red Dead. I love Mass Effect, but Red Dead. Amazing. And shocker, too. Like, Mass Effect, I just feel like, yeah, that was a marked improvement over the first one, with maybe even a better story, but it also kind of didn't come and catch me by surprise like Red Dead did.
Yeah. Mass Effect 2 works so well because they trimmed all the fat from Mass Effect 1, which some people didn't like, but to me, it was all the shit I didn't care about anyway was gone, and I could just focus on, okay, here, do missions, shoot things.
Okay.
I mean, they just streamlined it in all the right ways. The only complaint I'd have about the streamlining they did was the XP and that you really couldn't farm at all.
Right.
Like, you were basically, you have these missions to get this XP, and if you don't get it, then you're not getting it. So, but terrific cast of characters.
Yes.
Some great environments, great places they took the story other than the very end of it, which I was a bit iffy on.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It is such a close second for me because I love the cast of characters minus Jacob. And, if I had the time, I would start another playthrough and play that and the DLC while it's all fresh in my mind. And I will before Mass Effect 3 comes out. There will be another playthrough in my future because
And the whole tie-ins to Mass Effect 1 from your save, all the stuff that shows up.
Yeah. And then that kind of thing, that just blew my mind that it was that detailed and honestly, to the point that I was like, man, I hope other people kind of played it in the close proximity that I did, because they're probably like, fuck, I don't know. What the hell is he talking about? But that said, end of Red Dead Redemption emotionally affected me, and that's Goaty or Fody material for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with that. Like Uncharted. Because I did not play Space Effect 2 or whatever it's called.
But yeah, like Uncharted 2, Spaceman where 2. I literally like was pulled in and... Yeah, that's something special.
Yeah, well, Red Dead, from beginning to end, was just awesome. I mean, everything, there's such a... I didn't experience any of the glitchy stuff that people had, so I just noticed, like, a whole level of polish all over everything. And there's no PC version, by the way.
There isn't?
No.
Really?
Well, fuck this game, then!
Yeah.
Fuck it, fuck. No, I'm just
really?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just turned into the commenters on most video game websites.
Because that's weird, because I thought that's where all the glitchy stuff was,
And you know what? There should be a PC version, and it should be free.
You're right.
Because I bought a computer that cost $4,000, so the game should be free.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, there's so much detail in so many things in this game that, like, there's nothing else even close to it this year for me.
Green Capped is going to hate hearing somebody say this, and that's half the reason I'm going to say this.
Emergent gameplay.
No. Well, yes, but this game made me like riding a fucking horse around in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which seems like it should be a totally dumb thing to like. Just fire a ride around a horse. No, I liked ride. Should be.
No, it shouldn't. Barbie Horse Adventures.
Shut the fuck up. For the second time.
Assassin's Creed.
No, that's terrible.
That had a horse in it.
Yeah, but it's terrible. It's a terrible but horse.
It made me like, I like riding the horse. I like riding the horse somewhere weird, you know, somewhere that you're not normally supposed to kind of go, and just standing around and looking at shit.
Yeah, I mean, with this one, nobody does environments like Rockstar does environments. No. Like, just the weather effects, just the terrain, just everything.
They get the feel of a place really, really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, like New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Or
New York City.
San Andreas, the whole, you know, California, Nevada right. mm-hmm. area, or New York City again, or Miami.
Liberty City.
Yeah.
Vice
well,
City.
I'm talking about the real places. I know. You guys out there know what I'm talking about, know the games I'm talking about. But they, even early on with like GTA 3, they got the feel of New York City right.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the feel of, you know, the Manifest Destiny era Western expansion right in this game.
I'll say this about defending Red Dead. If open world games aren't your thing, that's fine. You're not going to like Just Cause 2. You're not going to like Red Dead. You're not going to like GTA Freedom. Games. You know, you're just, America. Those are out. You know, you're just not going to be able to play. You may not even like Mass Effect 1 because it's even kind of an open world game. Mass Effect 2 is a little bit more on rails. Yeah. You know, it's like here, go here, scan, land, do something, get out of there, move to the next thing and walk through a hallway. But if the way I experienced Red Dead Redemption, it's like, I knew it was coming out. I was getting psyched. I was watching Sergio Leone movies. I was watching John Wayne movies. And I got this game, and it's like, I felt like, bam, I was just a constant, like, month-long Western awesomeness.
Yes.
Like, I was just like, I was in that environment, you know? And I just feel like I was, like, as close as I could be there without having rocks in my shoes, you know?
What's funny for me is I really didn't have much anticipation for this at all. I only bought it on a whim because Amazon offered, you know, one of their $20 credits or whatever right before it came out. So I said, and I had just bought Prime. So I was like, you know what? Shit, why not?
Yeah.
And threw it in the thing and was just so blown away by all of it. Because I usually don't care at all about Western environments, and I could not get enough of that game.
Yep. So I think that's our clear winner.
Yeah, when you've got environments that good, characters that good and well acted, and music that's as good as the music in this game.
The government agents in that game, we haven't mentioned them very much, but even those were good, like really good characters.
Yeah.
Got all the characters.
Yeah, like the first sheriff is so awesome, and his dumbass deputies.
That guy is a badass.
Yeah, that guy's like the Sam Elliott of the game. He's just fucking awesome.
And he's almost better in the Undead Nightmare
DLC.
He's
like, fuck it, zombies everywhere.
Yeah. He's just like another day at the office.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
So, we love Red Dead Redemption. Music.
Yeah. You were starting to say it, but I interrupted you. But the music that's playing when you're riding home.
Yeah. That's the, what's his name? People
it's somebody else. It's not. Jose Gonzalez is Gonzalez. The song that when you first get to Miami.
Ah,
that's a Jose Gonzalez. Miami.
Mexico. Same thing.
Yeah. You know, that place where they speak.
Same thing these days.
The place where they only speak
place
Spanish.
Where they speak that Portuguese or whatever.
Yeah.
No. But when you head down to Mexico, that's the song that's playing when you get there. I don't remember who the artist is with the one you're going home, but
yeah,
but that
I can see him playing today.
So powerful.
I saw a live version of that song. It's that song is so good.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway, you can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
YouTube. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Congratulations to Rockstar's Red Dead Redemption, the 2010
No Quarters
Favorite of the Year FODI Award, motherfucker.
Right.
It's a motherfucking video game award.
It's a motherfucking FODI.
Right. Well, let's posse up and get the fuck out of here. What do you say?
This has been a good episode.
Yeah.
Because I played games.
Yeah. If you're looking for value picks, we just gave you a whole shit ton of them. So
yep.
Go through those. Check the prices on all those games, and there's your value, folks.
Yep. Fuck. do we need? We have a consensus value pick.
Williams, if you can find it.
Yeah,
Williams, we've already done that before. It
doesn't matter. Yeah, that's our consensus value pick forever.
That's fine. Maybe not forever, but okay. But yes.
As long as you can get it.
I will report back next episode about the Gottlieb or Gottlieb collection, which is backwards compatible from the original Xbox.
Nice.
Pinball Hall of Fame Gottlieb collection. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have to try that.
Oh, it's not going to be good. All right. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Contact information. Who wants to provide
my skull at noquarters.net?
Yeah. Just basically go to noquarters.net.
That's please all email me at wheremyskull@noquarters.net. Just because I want to get an email at wheremyskull@noquarters.net.
Yeah, but you can search iTunes. We're on Twitter. Yeah. Any other places. Just
Twitter,
go to our website.
No quarters, we're on Twitter's at noquarters.net. Just remember
just
that.
Just remember the net.
Because that douche that has no quarters is a douche.
Right.
That's correct.
Douches are all douches.
Right. So, thanks for a great 2010, everybody.
Thanks for game.
Yep. We will be back next year with more motherfucking video game talk.
Game.
Podcasting.
Fody.
Yep. All right. I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we will see you next time.
No quarters out, motherfucker.
Fody.
Game.